Khalif Barnes did not practice today. Keith McGill did not practice today. Derek Carr was limited in practice today. C.O. Moore was limited again today. And Marcel Reese was limited again today. What questions do we have?
Carr continuing to improve.
Carr's continuing to, to improve. So, I thought he was better today than he was, yesterday. And again, I'll say that we'll see where he is tomorrow. So, these kind of things, you just got to wait and see and see where we are. So, but he was a little bit better today, I think, than he was yesterday.
Is there some concern that Khalif Barnes could be out for a little bit of time?
Well, there's concern right now. They went out there today. Okay, so we'll see where he is, here tomorrow, and we'll continue to play it, by ear here with Khalif right now. But he hadn't practiced for a couple of days here, so obviously that doesn't look great.
Expect to see DJ Hayden next week.
We expect to see DJ next week in practice. With his treatment right now, the way everything has been going right now, DJ's done a tremendous job that way, and our trainers have done a really good job of that right now. So, that's part of the plan as we speak right now. So, we'll see what the timetable is when we get him out there. But, obviously we have a couple weeks there, to make a decision.
C.O. Moore hadn't practiced in quite a while, and then he did yesterday, and you wanted to see how he did today. Was he good today after?
Yeah, he was good today. Probably a little bit better, like Derek, that way today. But, both of those things, like I said, are going to take a little bit, each day as you look at it. So when we get back here in the morning. But they've done a good job of taking care of them, and CO got a little bit more work today than he did yesterday.
What have you seen on tape out of Antonio Gates? The guy's 34, but he's still...
Well, you just answered your own question. So, good job, your coach. He's been a matchup problem from the time he's come in the league, and he's a matchup problem now. We'll try to address it the best way that we can. We certainly have a plan going into the game. They have a lot of weapons. But Antonio, his skill set's unique, the really good tight ends, the Jason Wittens, those kind of people that are really good tight ends, they present, big matchups, particularly when you get down there in the red zone and on third down, which is, one of the reasons that they're so good on third down. But this guy's made a lot of big plays, and, he's a guy that you got to pay a lot of attention to.
Why do you think Rivers has gotten so much better in the last couple of seasons?
Honestly, I just really think – I think it's a combination of things. I can't comment on their team or anything like that, but I've played against this team a lot of times. And, I see the skill around them, number one. The skill around them is really really good. Antonio Gates, okay, these people. He's got some skilled people around him that are good, okay. But I just think he's really comfortable right now, within this offense, within what he's doing in this offense and what Mike's asking him to do, in this offense. Because, the way he's getting through his progressions and what he's doing with the football and how fast the football gets out at times, those are all things that I think, I've seen improvement out of, where, maybe early on, not that he didn't do those things, but you could clearly see that he's doing it right now, okay? And, his efficiency is really high. His quarterback rating's off the charts here over the last couple of weeks, so.
As an offensive line coach and an offensive coach, what defenses give you the most trouble in terms of how do you want to see your defense play?
Well, the one thing I want my defense to do, first of all, okay, is play play smart football, okay, but not afraid to make a mistake, out there. I want them to fly around, okay, not be afraid to make a mistake, but play smart football, so that, again, we talked about this before. We just don't want to watch the tape at the end of this and watch, Oakland beating Oakland. I mean, if you're playing in a game, you know, where there's 75 plays on both sides of the football, they're going to, you know, they're going to win some of those plays, no question about it, you know, and you know, we'd like to win our portion of plays. And, you know, I think what we have to do is eliminate, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, really, you know, on both sides of the ball, we have to eliminate the times where we put ourselves in a bad position one way or the other, whether it's fundamentally, okay, whether it's mentally, whether it's schematically, okay, via the call, okay, that maybe we make any of those things. And we've done, you know, a bunch of analysis on that right now, self-analysis, you know, which is hard, looking yourself in the mirror and saying, hey, you know, we didn't do this well enough, okay? We're not doing this well enough. We have to be better at this. I mean, those things sometimes are hard to do. Normal person doesn't do it, where, you know, in football we do it quite often.
They may be down to their fourth string center. Is that a matchup you guys have to win? Is that where you look at it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely. And I think any time a guy that, you know, I mean, any time there's a scenario there where somebody's handling the football every single play, that's something that, you know, you have to pay attention to. And also, we, you know, we're well aware of it, you know, in that scenario. You know, you saw instance, you know, in our ball game last week, you know, where just one of those, you know, center quarterback things, you know, that happens, you know, with a snap or any of those type of things can change, you know, it can change a game quickly, you know. So we need to make sure that, you know, that we pay attention to that and that we test it.
Has Donald Penn maybe been better than even you expected?
That's a good question. You know what? Because Greg Olsen had a history with Donald, okay, and I didn't have a history with Donald. Obviously had a history with Austin and some of the guys that, but Greg had a history with him, and, you know, what I seen was Donald on film in games, okay? And, you know, obviously I think if you talk to Donald Penn would tell you, hey, that a year ago, you know, in some scenarios, he maybe wishes he had some plays back, okay? You know, and I think he would say, look, you know, I mean, I went into that thing, and I wish I would have did this differently or did that differently. You know, where right now, I mean, he's been playing with pretty good confidence. So to answer your question, I would say I had high expectations for Donald Penn when we took him, hey, but he is playing, yeah, better than I anticipated, you know, even at that point. So I'm happy with that. You know, he's an easy guy to coach. Sometimes you get veteran players and you're trying to break them of habits, and, you know, quite honestly, you know, they're stuck in their ways a little bit. But, you know, I don't really have that in my room, and we're going to try hard not to have that on this team.
Coach, how's this last week and a half been for you? And is it kind of a been there?
It's been a week and a half already? it's been fast. You know, long, a lot of hours, you know, I mean, those type of things. But, I mean, I'm used to that. That's not anything different. But, you know, I mean, when you're doing that and coaching, you know, and coaching the line, you know, at the same time, I mean, it's just been really, really busy, you know. I mean, I get to see Will every day and that type of stuff and see you guys. So, but it's been, you know, been a lot of fun, you know. I mean, this is what I want to do. So, you know, been there, done that. I never, ever take it, you know, for granted, not one day. You know, doesn't matter, you know, what the scenario is or any of those things. I don't ever take it for granted. I love what I do and, you know, feel like, you know, the luckiest guy in the world.
Can you gauge the importance of this game for you, for the players, because you've started 0-4 and you've taken this over?
Yeah, listen, I just think it's the next football game, and it's very important. I mean, we're an 0-4 football team, okay, and it's the next game. I mean, it's not about me. It's not about anything else. It's about, you know, really we're kind of trying to focus on us right now. And the message that I've given our team is this is about us. So, you know, all due respect to our opponent, you know, I mean, they're a very good football team, but, you know, we need to worry about us right now. So, it's the next football game. It's a division football game, okay? We haven't played in our division yet. School I come from, you need to take care of your division first. So we have an opportunity right now. You know, we put those other games behind us, okay? Learned from them. Didn't forget about them, okay? But we have an opportunity right now to play our first game in our division, all right, and be measured that way. So We're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting out there, and I think these guys are excited about it.
In the way you talked about how you were going to taper the week, taper the week down, how was today different than, say, the previous Thursday?
Well, I'll tell you what was interesting about today is we went out. I mean, normal Thursday practice for us, okay, we'd been out on the field for 2 hours and 25 minutes. Today it was 2 hours and 12 minutes scheduled. Okay, so that's a taper of about 13 minutes for the players, which, you know, I mean, it's like boxing. I mean, those minutes are – those are long minutes. Okay? And we finished 7 minutes early today. So the pace of practice was fast. Guys did a great job moving around. The energy was outstanding out there today. And, you know, as I told them, I mean, it isn't just about moving fast if you don't execute it well. You know, yesterday we had to run eight more plays because we didn't do it right. And we're just not going to go on to the next play if we don't do it right. So we ran eight more plays yesterday in practice and still finished 3 minutes ahead of schedule. So, you know, today really only had to repeat two plays. It was a good day out there. It was fast. The players can feel the taper down. You know, I believe that. Hey, and, you know, that'll continue here over the next couple days.
Is it too early to tell if Kendall Tompkins is going to play this weekend?
Yes. But, you know, there were some things yesterday in practice that we saw that are reasons why we brought him in here. Hey, and they clearly jumped out at you fast. So, you know, it's just really a matter of getting to understand it and learn it. You know, I don't think it's far away from where he's been, you know, mentally, you know, with what we do and you know, where he comes from, what they've done in New England. But, you know, the terminology is just a little bit different, so to get them to understand that, you know. But you know, he had another good day out there today, so we'll see as we get closer.
When you were doing the self evaluation process, you look at the third and short, third and one situations. What was the main problem you saw?
Oakland beating Oakland. Hey, and I would tell you honestly, I tell my players, hey, that if we get beat physically, I can live with that. Hey, I really can. I mean, I can live with getting beat physically. When I say that, I mean it's one-on-one, me and you, okay? You beat me, all right? I give you my best shot. I can live with that. I don't like it, okay? But when I watch the film, okay, and it's not that way, okay, then I have a problem with that, all right? That's the thing that really gets me going a little bit. So we have to eliminate that. I mean, in a couple situations, I mean, you know, we've had some third and ones, you know, when offensively we had come off a good drive. We had just come off in that Miami game of a scoring drive, you know, and then we go down the field, you know, we have four or five plays. We got this third and one sitting in front of us, hey, and we don't execute the play properly. So when you're watching the film, you know, you got to give credit to Miami there, okay, but when you're watching the tape, you know, and you come back and you look at it, you're saying, look, fellas, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves here a little bit. You know, and that's, you know, a chance there to change the game, and Oakland beat Oakland in that situation. You know, all due respect to Jared Odrick and making a play and doing those type of things. Okay, you know, they watch the film. They know.
You guys have used both Murray and Olawale in a situation. Why not use McFadden? What's the thinking behind not using
him? Well, you know, I mean, that was a little bit shorter. I mean, kind of and one, you know. And we felt like we can get into the line of scrimmage a little bit quicker. You know, sometimes you run this quick hitter. I mean, to be honest with you, if you went through the National Football League right now and looked at all the short yardage snaps, which we've done, okay, all the short yardage snaps, and you broke them into category right now, that play is probably one of the plays that's run the most times in those situations, okay? Different teams, everybody uses the thing. You know, when I was in Miami, I had a player named Lou Polite was a fullback for me, okay? And Lou Polite, and everybody in the ballpark knew Lou Polite was going to get the ball in that situation, but he just kept converting them, 17, 18, 19 in a row. You know, just had a knack for running that type of play, you know? So it's just one of those things where I think, you know, different teams have different philosophies in those areas. Ours is not always to hand the ball, okay, to the fullback, but it is every once in a while to hand the ball to the fullback.